Kel Toomey is on the line at nigeafl.com.au. We were talking about it a little bit earlier in the show. AFL Academy taking on Werribee. It's Sunday down in Geelong at Simmons Stadium. Good evening to you, Kel.
G'day, Brett. G'day, Nige. How are you guys?
Good to talk to you. Just for those who mightn't be right across it all, just give us a bit of a feel for this game and what people can expect on the weekend.
Well, I can expect to see a lot of the best players available in this year's draft out there on Sunday. I think the game starts at 12:30 at Simmons Stadium. As you said before, the NAB AFL Academy facing Werribee Tigers. It's been a big game in the last couple of years, the AFL Academy playing a VFL side. I guess it's been a good chance to see players really step up and stand out. And generally, over the last couple of years, the players who have played well in these games have gone on to be very high picks at the national draft that year. I think Tom Boyd was really good a couple of years ago, obviously the number one pick. And Angus Brayshaw was named best player last year, obviously went on to be a top three pick. So a really good chance for these guys to, I guess, kickstart their season and really boost their draft stocks nice and early.
Cal, Brenton Sanderson has taken the reins as academy coach, of course, since relinquishing the job with the Adelaide Crows. What do you see as the advantages for the players in that academy squad having access to someone who's just fresh out of the main job of an AFL club as they try and make their way towards an AFL career next year?
Oh, I think there'll be huge benefits for him, Nigel. Obviously, Brad Johnson's filled the role in nicely over the last couple of years as a senior assistant, senior coach stand-in. But having a full-time coach will be a real asset for them. They'll be able to call on these guys. Brenton has pretty well call over what games they play. He's going to manage them throughout the year from afar. Obviously, he's based in Victoria, and across the two academy groups, there's 60 players. So he can't be everywhere at once, and I think that's something that he is grappling with a little bit. He's not quite as much of a hands-on coach as he was, obviously, at the Crows. But in terms of just being able to pick his brain, I think that the structurally, the game plan, and I think the players will actually get an even better insight into what's expected of them at the next level. To have a recent AFL coach guiding them throughout this year, I think, will be a really good thing. Obviously, he's met all the guys so far. He's travelled around the country. He's met them all, and this will be his first sort of camp in charge. It was announced he was taking over as senior coach while the group was in America in January. So this is their first real week under him, and obviously kicks off with a bang.
Kel, the academy is obviously up in Sydney and Brisbane. They've been a hot topic of discussion. Look, I was up in Canberra a couple of weeks ago and saw the product of the academy up in Sydney with Isaac Heaney, who's going to be an absolute star of the competition and really looking to put himself up there for selection in round one against the Bombers on Saturday. And there'll be a few more sort of coming through those academies who will be a part of this squad, maybe a couple of versions similar to an Isaac Heaney.
Yeah, I think the Swans will be in the news this year again. Callum Mills, he's an absolute star. In his own group, his own draft group, I think he's as big a standout as any player over the last couple of years that I've been watching the draft really closely. He's a midfielder, really hard at it, great overhead, kicks goals. He's just tough. He's really, really tough. And last year, I think as a 17-year-old, he played some meaningful footy and even gathered 40 touches one week. So I think most clubs have him in their top three or four players at the moment. So I think another really strong player coming through there from the Swans. Look, he was playing rugby union before. Andrew Pridham, actually, a family friend of his, got him over the line to the Swans Academy when he was 12, and he hasn't looked back since. So obviously they had a bit of foresight there. Jacob Popple is another one. He's a GWS Academy player. He's from Leeton, New South Wales. He's playing for North Ballarat Rebels this year, and I saw him play yesterday. He had 27 touches and kicked 4 goals. So he's another one right at the top of the list. The Lions have a couple of good players. Ben Keyes has shown some really good form last year as a bottom major who played All-Australian in midfield there for Queensland. So, look, I don't think we're going to hear the last of the academies, just that Isaac Heaney's gone.
And from a more traditional standpoint, who are some of the better players in our own backyard who you'd expect to stand out over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, a few running around yesterday. Darcy Parrish, Darcy Tucker is another one, a couple of midfielders from Vic Country. I think Vic Country are really going to own the top end of the draft this year. Obviously, Vic Metro have been really strong over the last few years, but a really good chance for Vic Country to have a lot of players inside that top 10 or so picks. Another one's Jacob Wietering, a key defender, 194 centimetres. He takes great marks. He uses the ball really well, can play forward too. So he's one to look for. Obviously, Josh Dunkley is another one from Vic Country, the son of Andrew Dunkley. Obviously has a chance to go to the Sydney Swans if he decides to go that way. I think it's still a decision that he's going to make later on in the year. Looking from some other states, obviously WA, the standout there is Callum Archie, South Fremantle player. He's the younger brother of Brendan from Port Adelaide. Great pace, obviously an Indigenous player, great pace and can really excite and can do some things that just make you go wow. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him play on the weekend. And another one who I like a little bit, he saw him play last year and his early signs has been pretty good this season, Harley Bellick, player from Sandringham Dragons. He's got a little bit of Christian Petrarca's story about him. So he's been an elite basketballer coming through the last couple of years. Turn his attention to footy and he's going great guns.
We're talking to Kel Toomey, afl.com.au. AFL Academy taking on Werribee. It's Sunday at Simmons Stadium, so the first in a couple of games against the VFL clubs and the best of 2015 in terms of the draft class on the show. If you're down in that neck of the woods or want to make the trip down the highway. The system we've got, I suppose, is to you as well, Nigen and Kel. I mean, are we doing things absolutely perfectly at this level now? I mean, obviously things evolve, there's always room for improvement, but it seems like the development programs we've got in place are pretty spot on from an outsider looking in.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Academy's taken a look at itself over the last 12 or so months. They obviously had the talent review last year, which encompassed all the states, all the clubs, and the AFL officials as well, really taking a look to see if we're doing things exactly as they should be, exactly perfectly. Obviously, it's a thing that'll evolve over time, but I think the Academy program at the moment is absolutely fitted to best prepare these kids to go on to bigger and better things. Obviously, the international component was in January, so the 35 players who went to America, they can start the year with great fitness and form because they've had that great pre-season block. They play these two games now. In the last couple of years, there's only been one VFL game. Now there's two VFL games. So there's this Sunday, and then there's another game next Saturday against the Northern Blues. So great exposure for them there. And that really leads really well into the start of the championship. So as they say in the academy, they prepare the guys as much as they can, but then it's up to the players to really make use of all the resources and quality people they've got around them. So for mine, I'm not sure what Nigel thinks. He's probably got a different perspective on it as well, given he's quite close with the players through his player agency. But from my, I see the system really evolving. It's the best fit the needs.
Yeah, I tend to agree with most of what Cal says there, BP. I think we just need to continue to look at this and go, what is the best system and structure that's going to provide us with hopefully the best possibly prepared players? The AFL environment now is so professional. It's pretty hard to expect that guys are going to be able to walk in and do it straight away. That said, as we said earlier, we're going to see a lot of guys debut this weekend. They don't get that opportunity to debut and play round one of their first season without being reasonably well prepared. But the question is, how can we raise the bar and also hopefully widen it to a point where, not just talking about the 31 players that are in the AFL Academy squad year in, year out, but making that a genuinely large talent pool where there should be guys missing out on a list spot who are, you know, pretty much not ready-made AFL talents, but could be strongly considered by a number of clubs to get in, because that's going to have a great flow-down effect into our state leagues as well. And I think the most important thing is continuing to provide the young guys who want to have a crack at trying to have an AFL career, a pathway from 14 years onwards, maybe even younger, that gives them the best possible opportunities, best facilities, best coaching, just best practice across the board to continue to grow the game, because that's really what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. Just one on the SMS from Dan. Steve Silvani, son?
Yes, yeah, Jack Silvani. He's eligible, of course, to join the Blues this year. And look, he's an interesting one, Jack, because he didn't play much footy last year at TAC Cup level. He didn't play at all. So coming from a little bit of an underdeveloped base, so he's a bit raw still, but it's amazing being at the TAC Cup a couple of weeks ago. Geez, there's some signs of him, some signs of his dad in the way he plays. He was diving for marks, lunging around. He's playing in the forward line and he's got a beautiful right foot kick. He kicked a couple of really nice goals. So he's one to watch. I saw him play a couple of weeks ago as well, and he took a nice big hanger and sidestepped someone else. So there's definitely some shades of his old man in him. Been an interesting one though for the Blues, a decision to make. Obviously, Steve's back at the club now, so he's already sort of said that he won't be involved at all in that decision-making process. But, yeah, there's going to be some excited Carlton supporters, I think, because he's going to have some moments throughout this year, Jack, where, I think some Blues will take an eye and be pretty excited about what he might be able to produce if they go down that way.
Xavier College boy, BP, so we'll see a bit of him in the APS system as well as playing with Oakley. You could rock up to the footy. You wouldn't need a record. And if someone said to you, which one of those kids do you reckon is Silvani? I think he could work out pretty quickly. He does have the old man's gait and certainly some of his wonderful ability as well. He'll be a player that will obviously develop over the course of the season, given he hasn't had a lot of exposure to the elite program as a junior.
Great stuff. Kel, appreciate the update. It's always good to get a take on the younger guys, and as we swing into a season of AFL football, we don't get a chance to, certainly from my perspective, get and see a lot of the TAC Cup footy and the academies behind the scenes. And I was just looking, in fact, at the schedule for today for the under-18 championships and the 16s and everything else. It probably pays for quite a few of us to get out there and watch these sort of games where there's not too many fans, apart from probably the close family and friends at night who get along, because this is where the journey starts and you get a fair idea who can play and who mightn't quite make it.
It's good footy, and it's so readily available now too. I think six games are played by the Division 1 side, so Vic Country, Metro, yep, SA and WA, and a lot of those games are hosted here. I know Simmons Stadium slated to host a lot of those matches through the early part of the championships in late May, early June, and then of course have the matches that are played at Etihad Stadium. Midweek footy at that time of year is pretty good as well.
Yep.
And I know Fox Footy have obviously covered a couple of the games as well. But it, as you said, great opportunity for people to get along and see really high standard of footy. And I don't think too often you have to put your hand in your pocket to watch it either.
That's a good thing. Thanks, Kel. I appreciate your time tonight. And we'll catch all your work on afl.com.au.
No worries, guys. Have a good night.